A new exhibition is being launched this week, but you'll have to go to 15 museums to see it all. L'Expo National is a group of 30 works by artists. There are two pieces in each of the 15 museums, and they have been selected from 2,000 entries. We talked to the director of Museum Pass, which coordinated L'Expo National.
I'm Erika Tiax, director of Museum Pass since June 2020. During COVID, we heard that a lot of people had taken up art as a hobby or started again practicing art what they did before. So we realized that it was essential for people. And so we assumed that there was a lot of hidden talent out there. And we wanted to reveal that and get in touch with people. In September, we made a call for people to enter their work in the contest. And we spread it through the press, but also in specific places like art schools and academies, because there the new school year started, and that would give also the occasion to people, if they wanted to make something new, to have some time to work on it. So we asked participants to upload a picture of their work on a special platform, and then also that platform was used for the voters.
So yeah. People voted on the works they liked the best out of 2,000.
Yeah, we had 2,000 artists, and now, really, it's overwhelming, 64,000 voters. We couldn't believe it ourselves. So that was a jury of the public, in fact. The 15 works of art that gathered most of the votes were the 15 works chosen by the public's jury. And then we had a jury of the curators from the participating museums. And so we had 30 works.
So 15 chosen by the public and 15 chosen by the curators.
Yes, indeed.
What kind of art is it, actually?
All kinds of work were two-dimensional, and that was due to restrictions, because the work has to be on show in a place that is freely accessible. So we don't want people to be forced to pay and enter the museum. We asked the museums that they put it in a place where people can visit it freely. But then also we wanted to minimize the work, the extra work for the museum. So we put out some stands where the works could be hung upon. So it had to be work that could hang on an exhibition stand, where paintings, prints, drawings, and photographs.
And why are the works spread among 15 museums? Why not just put them all together somewhere?
Well, Museum Pass gives access to more than 200 museums in Belgium, over the whole country, Brussels, Wallonia, Flanders. And we always try to balance very well the attention for the whole museum sector over the whole country, and so that nobody feels left out. So that's one point. Another point is also convenience. We wanted to make sure that there was a museum not too far away for the competitor who won a place in the museum, because then the people who voted for them, the supporters, family, friends, could go and visit the museum easily. And not that somebody from Wallonia had to come to Brussels or from West Flanders. And then COVID safety, because if we would do it in one central place, we don't want to cause a crowd. Museums for now are open and are very safe places, but there are still restrictions. They have very safe COVID regulations with reduced capacity of crowds. So we don't want to gather a crowd and make an event in one place. But you can see all the winning works on our landing page. If you type in Expo National Museum Pass, you will find it immediately on the internet, and then you can see the works of art.
Do you think that this will happen again?
We certainly would like to repeat this, because we get so much positive reactions from the people that they say, like, it's a dream come true, you know, if you can participate in a thing like that, and then if you're chosen. But honestly, if we do it again, it will not be every year, because it's a lot of work. we'll have to see what it does now, because it's quite exciting. How will people react to it? It's a kind of an experiment for us. Museum Pass is always looking for new ways to get involved with the public, and we still have to see how it will work out. If people go and see it, will they go and see the museums? Will they like it if they see it in real life? So let's see if our mission bring visitors and museums together, if it will work out.
Do you think that the 30 works really represent that they kind of encapsulate the art that people are making kind of behind closed doors?
Yeah, it was interesting for me, because I saw, for example, in Hasselt, there's a work of art from a lady, and I assume she's not so young anymore. So it's somebody who probably is already busy for a while. And then on the other hand, we saw very, very young people, starters, I would call them. We saw a few topics that were typical now for the actual situation, topics that were related to, you know, the COVID situation and lockdowns. And then other ones that were really lightheartedly cheerful. So very diverse.
L'Expo Nationale launches on December 22nd in 15 museums across Belgium, including several in Brussels. It runs until January 9th.